Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits. I know there is so much information out there, so I'm here to help you navigate it all and live your best life. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is such a good one. I'm talking to Lo Bosworth. She is the founder of Love Wellness, and we're talking all about how she went from Laguna Beach fame to being a content creator to now being a leader in the women's wellness industry. So she talks about how reality TV affected her at the time that she was involved, growing disillusioned with being a content creator after graduating college, and then how she drew from her own experience dealing with things like anxiety and gut issues to develop products for women dealing with many of these issues and more. And then at the end, she does a Q&A with some of your burning questions. And you guys, she's just such a cool girl, woman. It's funny. We are the same age. So I was familiar with her back on Laguna. And she was always the one I identified with because she's like no drama, seemed really chill. And she's just really nice, super smart. And I think you guys are going to love the episode. So enjoy. So welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
So there's a lot that I want to talk to you about, and I want to start kind of at the beginning. So I don't want to like get into all of the TV stuff. That's not the focus, but I'm really curious about like how you ended up in that position and how it kind of shaped your life from there, if it did.
In the position of being on television?
Mm-hmm.
So it was totally random. I was in high school at the time living in Laguna Beach, and the show The OC was on, like the original scripted show, and it was really popular. And I guess, you know, somebody at MTV got around to the idea that, hey, we should make a real life version of this. And, you know, they literally just showed up in Laguna one day. They went to the school board and they were like, hey, we want to do this documentary type show. And they just kind of like appeared with permission for a little while on campus and like trying to like recruit kids. It was so crazy. Like, I can't even believe people like let them do that at that point. But this was in, you know, like they maybe showed up first in like, you know, 2002 or 2003, you know, when nothing like the culture that we live in today, anybody could ever imagine it, right?
Yeah, you guys were like the first reality kind of. I mean, it was long before the Kardashians and all of that, right?
Yes, yes. Laguna Beach was. It was, gosh, ages ago at this point, a lifetime ago. So yeah, it was honestly like pretty easy and pretty straightforward. They came to our school, they picked a handful of kids they were interested in, and then we started filming my senior year of high school. And it was a bizarre and interesting experience and unlike anything I had ever could ever like dream of or imagine. You know what I mean? And from there, it was like Pandora's box was opened and I've never been able to shut it again. And it has given me incredible opportunities and an audience and a platform, which I'm incredibly grateful to have. But yeah, it has come with its own challenges, right? I think being a public figure to a certain degree and having people know who you are for the majority of your adult life is a challenge and, you know, shapes you in a way that you wouldn't be molded otherwise. And I can say, I think I'm like doing pretty good in that regard. I consider myself to be, you know, like a kind person, a loving person, a fair person. But I think you see a lot of people that get wrapped up in the entertainment industry and it feeds their ego. And for me, just, you know, people knowing who I am, like, always made me uncomfortable from the very beginning once I realized that that was my destiny to a certain degree. And so, you know, that's something that I've just kind of always struggled with a little bit. You know what I mean? For me now, it's very much just a part of my job and, you know, what I do for a living. And everybody is somebody to a certain degree these days, right? With the internet and social media, everybody is a brand and has a platform, whether it's small or large. So it has kind of equaled out the playing field to a certain degree. But yeah, it's been a very interesting journey over the past 15 years.
So what did you want to do when you were younger? And like after you were filming and you went to college, did you want to be in wellness or?
Yes, actually, since I was a kid, I've always wanted to be a doctor. So my interest in, you know, the human body, biology, all of that stuff has been with me since I was really young. And it's that type of information that is the stickiest in my brain. My degree from UCLA is actually in art history, but like I wouldn't be able to recall many facts about paintings at this point. But, you know, ask me about, you know, blood types or herbs or nutrition or the list is, goes on and on and on. And, you know, I can tell you very interesting facts about many topics to that degree because it just really interests me and I'm super passionate about it. When I was in college, unfortunately, I'm really good at science, but I really was terrible at math. And so I really struggled to sort of get through the pre-med requirements that you have to go through. And so it sort of like took the doctoring option off the table to a certain degree. And simultaneously, I was still on television. And so I had the opportunity to, you know, participate in The Hills and, you know, make a great paycheck for like a 20-year-old at the time. And, you know, it was, I definitely was, you know, chose between two different, very different life paths at that point.
Yeah, there's like, there's such like a dissonance between those. It's like doctor, science, medicine, even art history, whatever, this like academic mm-hmm. life. And then like MTV reality, which was so huge at that time.
Yeah. I mean, I think that anybody that watched the show and, you know, knows me or remembers me probably realizes that I was not quite the same as the other people on the show because I wasn't on the show as much. And that was simply my choice. I never wanted to participate in the way that other people did. In fact, I made a deal with the producers when I first signed on to do Laguna in the Hills. I was like, I don't want to date on this show. I'm happy to like be the friend and talk to people about their problems, but I'm not really interested in sharing my personal life here. Mm-hmm. Like I want to participate, but that's not what is driving me. That makes me uncomfortable. And so they slotted me into a role I was okay with. And, you know, like I said, I certainly benefited from it, but also, like I said, there's certain things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know? Totally. I can't imagine having like, I don't know, having that much of my personal life broadcast out there, which probably sounds weird coming from somebody who's like a social media personality, whatever you want to call it. But I heard an interview with you, maybe it was almost 30, and you were talking about how you were disillusioned with mm-hmm. being a content creator. And I was like, yes, like so mm-hmm. relatable. And it's funny because I actually got to a point where I was like, I don't want this to be about me and I want to be a doctor. And so I'm actually back in school now.
Wow.
Trying to do all those math classes that I can take.
They're so hard, right?
So hard. And after I'm your age, so like after being out of school for as long as I have been,
oh, and
trying to go back and do like calculus, I'm like, oh my God, it's pretty brutal.
I can imagine. My brain would just be like, does not compute.
Goodbye. I was doing prep cycle right before this. I'm like, oh, my brain is like fried.
Yeah. But we're not used to using our brains in the same way anymore. Like working and having a job is totally, it's like a totally different skill set.
You guys probably know my love for public goods by now, and I know a lot of you love them too, but for those who are new here, they are the one-stop shop for affordable, sustainable, and healthy household products, from home to personal care to pantry staples, all in one place. I love it all. I love their shampoo and conditioner, all their bath products, feminine care products, food. It's all so good. But like I said, it's not just personal care. They have amazing home and cleaning products, grooming, candles, food, everything you could possibly need. Public Goods ethically sources everything, and they obsessively develop each product to be free of unhealthy ingredients and harmful additives still common in our everyday products. They are committed to making their products healthy for humans, animals, and the environment. They are also super eco-friendly, so that's just another reason to love them. And it's important to not only know what's in our products, but where they're coming from. And small changes in the way we shop can mean a big impact on personal health and the world at large. Public Goods uses a membership model to keep costs low and ensure maximum savings for their customers. So they worked out an exclusive deal for you guys to receive $15 off of your first order with no minimum purchase. They are so confident that you're going to love their products and be a lifetime member that they're giving you $15 to spend on your first purchase. And I promise you will be obsessed. So head over to publicgoods.com/blondefiles or use code blondefiles at checkout. That's BLONDEFILES. And that's PUBLICGOODS.com/blondefiles for $15 off your first order.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the amazing conversations to come. New episodes of With Wit are available every Tuesday on all platforms.
What did you do? So after college, you kind of became like content creator doing kind of more traditional content creation. So what about that? I mean, what about that? I guess I'm curious because I relate a lot, but I want to know like what for you made you disillusioned?
I think, so I graduated from UCLA in 2008 and I had a blog then. So just like Laguna Beach was like really early on the reality scene, I had a platform that was really early. You know, we did it before Twitter was invented. So I, you know, had a website and my friends from school and I were just creating articles as sort of like a little lifestyle news site. And it evolved over time into something that supported me financially, as you know, it does for many content creators who achieve a certain, you know, audience size. But you know, the early years of it were interesting because I was just navigating my own path, and it was still very much the wild, wild west in terms of content creation and how you could monetize it, and figuring out how to put partnerships together. You know, I was really my own business for a period of time, and it taught me quite a bit. And, you know, I take a lot of those lessons into creating and building Love Wellness, which is where my focus is full time now and has been for the past 4 years. But I think I ended up doing it for so long that really I got burnt out. And I started Love Wellness in 2016. So from 2008 to 2016 is that's 8 years right there. And I just was ready for a change. And I was ready to do something that helped me tell a different story and share a different side of myself with the world, right? Everybody has these sort of hidden passions and desires. And even though I talked about health and wellness, you know, to a certain degree, my public-facing focus, you know, for a number of years was really food-based. And I love food. I went to culinary school. I, you know, had dreams of having a cooking TV show for a really long time. But my, you know, private passions always came back to, you know, wellness and the human body and how to optimize. I think I was biohacking like years before biohacking was even a thing, really.
Or Dave Asprey.
Yeah, exactly. And so I finally just had kind of had enough, you know, and I was also dealing with really severe vitamin deficiencies that was affecting my overall health and wellness for a number of years. And so I was unwell, but I managed to get better or to heal my body to a degree that I felt a lot better. And I felt like I have a story to tell here, and this is what I want to focus on right now. And I like building stuff. I like making stuff. It's really exciting to me. It's the most fun part of owning and operating a business is the making of the actual stuff.
Right.
And so I decided just to pivot. And I hoped that I had a big enough audience and a big enough platform that my message would resonate. And it has taken a while, but 4 years in, you know, we're a team of 20 going on 30 people. And, you know, we're doing quite a bit of revenue, and we're in Ulta, and it's like my mind is blown by the growth trajectory of this business over the past few years. It's just really remarkable to me.
People have amazing things to say about your products too. I'm sure you know about all the F Factor drama, and I saw somebody was like posting about it, and they were like, so has anybody heard about Love Wellness? And everybody unanimously was like, they're amazing, so good. So I would love to hear about kind of the process of that. But I want to, I can't talk after the Krebs cycle. I want to rewind a little bit and talk about your own health journey, because my audience, so many of them are going through gut issues, hormone issues. I'm going through it myself, and I have been for years, and I'll get better and then I'll regress a little bit, and it can be really frustrating. And I think it's so helpful to hear from somebody who's been through it themselves. So what was your health journey like?
Yeah. So a few years ago, I just became depressed out of nowhere, and my anxiety, which I've always kind of had since I was a kid, but had never really gotten out of control, was really out of control. And I felt the physical side effects of anxiety like all the time, unless I was asleep. And it was just very severe for a really long time. And in addition, I was in a period where I kept getting like infections, and I had to go to the OBGYN all the time from like UTIs, like yeast infections, just random stuff. And it would happen all the time. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, is this just who I am? Is this normal? But what I was experiencing physically, you know, was so severe and so atypical for me, you know, in my 30-ish years on this planet, that I knew, or I at least suspected, that there had to be some underlying physical reason why potentially I was not feeling very well. And gosh, it took close to 18 months to discover that the root cause of my issue was vitamin deficiencies, because nobody was talking about this back in 2015. And so, you know, I went to so many doctors, so many specialists, and it was like pulling my hair out. And, you know, it was like, try this, try this, try this. And once the vitamin deficiencies were discovered, it kind of opened up a whole new thought process or perspective for me. And it caused me to do a lot of research on, you know, nutrition, vitamins, minerals, all this kind of stuff, and how you can heal the body from a more natural and holistic perspective, right? Because I was seeing a lot of Western medical doctors, which is like what you do, right? And we grow up in this country taking antibiotics all the time, taking ibuprofen all the time, taking antacids all the time, all of these things that don't necessarily contribute to vitamin deficiencies, but they do contribute to the deterioration of your gut microbe. And there is like there's strong evidence that there is a connection between the gut and the brain and the gut and the vagina and the gut and all of these systems within the body. And the gut is the home of the immune system. So I just thought about it logically and I put it all together. I was like, well, I have vitamin deficiencies. I'm having all of these issues that like indicate that I have some kind of gut issue happening. And from there, I started to see, you know, physicians that were more open to sort of alternative or like Eastern medicine practices, or at least had enough insight into existing legacy brands products for women that didn't really work for women. And it's a lot of the stuff that you see at the drugstore, right? And, you know, I can't remember how long ago it was, but it was like all of a sudden, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, it was like, you shouldn't douche. You know what I mean? And like for years, you could like go to CVS and like buy a douche of all things. Right. And then it was like, oh, this is terrible for you.
Right.
And so, you know, when it comes to those legacy brands, there's been kind of that like domino effect of like all those kinds of products at the store, whether it's, you know, douches or personal lubricant or certain types of cleansers or, you know, even like antifungal creams or whatever, like these products that have sat on the shelves for decades that were invented by men and that really like contain pretty scary ingredients that don't support women's unique biologies. You know, they're marketed as safe and effective for women, but are they really safe and effective? Like the jury is still kind of out. And I think that enough women who come to Love Wellness and who use our products that are formulated based on, you know, doctor's insight and advice and made with clean ingredients, definitely say, oh, these things work better for me.
Finding the right skincare can be hard and so challenging to navigate. I personally tried copying other people's skincare routines for years and nothing ever worked. So I have to tell you about this amazing solution to give you the personalized skincare you deserve. Rory is a digital health clinic just for women that can help treat all your skincare concerns from breakouts to redness and everything in between. This is so important, especially now as weather is changing and our skin just kind of freaks the F out, right? So all you need to do to get started is complete a free online consultation at hellorory.com/blonde. And you will hear back from a U.S. licensed healthcare professional within 24 hours. Amazing. If needed, they'll prescribe a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you with free two-day shipping. They are there every step of the way, and you always have access to your healthcare professional for questions, to make changes to your treatment. And this is imperative. For me, this has been the critical key in nailing down a plan that actually works. Having someone guide you just takes all the guesswork out of it. And with Rory, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. So just go to hellorory.com/blonde to try your personalized treatment for just $5. Again, that is hellorory.com/blonde, hellorory.com/blonde. For a free consultation and your first order for $5. You guys know I'm very open about my recovery and I am an advocate for substance abuse treatment, but it can definitely be a really difficult thing to navigate because there are so many options and unfortunately a lot of places do lack integrity, which is not okay given that it's a life or death situation. So I'm really happy to share Aloe House Recovery Centers with you guys in case you or someone you know is struggling with addiction and unsure where to start. So Aloe House has married ultra high quality care with master's and doctoral level therapists, board certified psychiatrists and addictionologists, 24-hour registered nursing staff, and all of their staff is trained in their compassionate care model, which is based on their philosophy that there's nothing wrong with addicted people. They aren't broken or defective. They operate from the belief that we can transmutate our personal pain and trauma into something so purposeful and into gifts that we're then able to offer the world. And they believe that through our experience, we can help others and make the world a better place. And this is so critical in addiction, turning that pain into purpose. That's been my experience, and it's really what keeps me going. Seeking addiction treatment doesn't have to be a shameful experience, and treatment doesn't have to be dull. Aloe House has incredible food. They offer horseback riding, yoga, meditation, surfing, and hiking. And the sense of belonging and community is key, and this feeling of connection is really where the healing occurs. So Aloe House has locations in Malibu, West LA, and Silver Lake. They are very insurance friendly as well. So visit their website. It's aloerecovery.com to learn more. And don't be afraid to pick up the phone to call and talk to one of their friendly and knowledgeable admissions staff for a free assessment to find out if this is a fit for you. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to wait. You know, if you think you have a problem and you want help, right now is the perfect time. So again, that's aloerecovery.com, aloerecovery.com.
So that was sort of the genesis of, you know, Love Wellness and the health issues that I was dealing with myself. It was kind of like my doctors helped me get better using products that I had never considered before or had insight into. And I thought, I feel like more women should know about this. I can't be the only one who's dealing with this. And that has proven to be true.
It feels like everybody's dealing with it, which is crazy, right?
It's crazy. But I mean, that goes back to so many things that, you know, we touch on. We just launched 3 new multivitamins. And when we were researching multivitamins specifically, because we have 3 product categories, we have issue-specific supplements. So like Good Girl Probiotics, which is our probiotics specifically to support vaginal tract health. So, you know, like UTIs, BV, yeast infections. So we have our issue-specific supplements. We have our personal care products. So everything from vaginal suppositories to external cleansers that are actually good for your body. And then we just launched multivitamins. So this new 3rd category. And when we were researching multivitamins, we learned, and this information is not hard to find, but we learned that 92% of Americans are deficient in at least 1 vitamin or mineral and possibly more. And that because of the state of food and farming in this country, it's virtually impossible to get all of the vitamins and minerals you need from food alone. So if you take those 2 facts, you think about the current multivitamins that are on the market that are gummies, which like it's really hard to absorb things from gummies. The ingredients in them degrade really quickly. And then these like less is more vitamins that have 11 ingredients in it and aren't full spectrum. We kind of just realized like, oh, there's a huge opportunity here to create great multivitamins for women that are better than everything else out there. And how do we do it in our love wellness way? We make the products really innovative. So each of our multivitamins for every stage contains extra nutraceuticals that specifically help you feel better. So that's really the differentiating factor. So Daily Love, which is our women's 18 plus multivitamin, has organic ashwagandha, things like that to support stress, immunity, PMS symptoms, sexual wellness. Our prenatal multivitamin, which is called Baby Love, contains echinacea for immunity, and it contains ginger, which has been shown to help reduce the symptoms of morning sickness. So it's the only prenatal on the market that actually helps with those feelings of nausea. And then Whole Love is our new menopause multivitamin, and it's really innovative. It has what we're calling like our Fab 4, black cohosh, chasteberry root, Asian ginseng, and milk bone protein. And so this is an actual multivitamin for women 50 plus that maintains bone density, which is like incredible, and helps to relieve the 6 common and normal symptoms of menopause, in addition to being a multivitamin. So that is like how we were thinking about multivitamins. So for me, if Daily Love had existed back when I was not well 5 years ago, it would have been like a rock star product for me to take. And, you know, multis is a really interesting category because it's busy, right?
Right.
I really drew on my personal experience of why I started Love Wellness when we created these products to figure out how can you make a multivitamin for women that is truly full spectrum. And how can you make a multivitamin do more? How can you make it act? How can it make you actually feel good? Right. But that's how we approach everything at Love Wellness for the most part.
Amazing. So I'm curious, like when you were kind of going through your healing, what were the things that were the most important? Because you had so many different systems that were kind of off. So you don't have to give specifics, but like, what were the things that you implemented? Maybe what did you eliminate if there was anything to get you on like a healing path?
So I started taking vitamins and supplements, and I had never taken things like that before. But literally when I found out my deficiencies, I was in my doctor's office and she would not let me leave until she had actually stabbed me with a shot of B12 because B12 was one of my really, really bad deficiencies. So I started to take vitamins and supplements. And at that point, I was kind of taking these like one-off individual formulas. So like just taking zinc or just taking vitamin D or just supplementing with B12. And so, you know, those things did help, but it took taking those products for like upwards of a year to really get my levels back to where they should be. And so part of this was also approaching my diet in a new way. Up until that point, I was somebody that would like eat anything. I had no dietary restrictions. Of course, I like tried to eat healthy, but you know, it was at this point where people really started to go gluten-free and dairy-free and all of these things. And so I experimented with all of this. And for me, really reducing my gluten intake helped me significantly, because if you are eating things that are inflammatory to your body, it's also a contributing factor to your gut microbe being really messed up, in addition to a whole host of other issues. So being able to kind of identify inflammatory foods for your body was a really big part of my journey to get better. And trust me, like I still have a slice of pizza from Joe's every once in a while because I can't help myself. So but good. When I do, I know, I feel it, you know, my body's like physically obviously more bloated for a few days after. So for me, I've gotten really good at being able to identify foods that don't really work well for my system. Mm-hmm. You know, inflammatory foods, it's not like you're like allergic to them, but your body rejects them, right? And you're getting an inflammatory response. So if you eat those things so consistently year after year, of course it makes sense that you are going to be unwell from the consistent exposure to things of that nature. And then for me, the other thing that I really took a hard look at was like, what are all of these OTC things that I'm taking? And I read a really interesting book. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it's written by this amazing doctor. And she talks about specifically about female depression and, you know, how taking those antibiotics and the ibuprofens and the antacids and things like this for years and years and years, because it's what we do in American culture, has really contributed to our guts just totally falling apart. So I essentially eliminated all of those things from my lifestyle to the best of my ability, right, a few years ago. And since I've done that, that has also been hugely beneficial to me. So those are some of the things that I have done.
How did you deal with the anxiety? Did that kind of dissipate once were healing?
I'm better over the years, but I think that is the part of it that still comes back to haunt me every once in a while more than anything else. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also the realization that like your body changes, your life experiences affect who you are. And so I think it's nearly impossible for somebody who has a generalized anxiety disorder, or it's like coded into your DNA that you're going to be more susceptible to anxiety, to totally eliminate that experience from your life. Mm-hmm. I think what I've gotten really good at is just kind of accepting like, okay, this is a part of my story, and realizing that when I feel a certain way, I don't necessarily have to give into it in the ways that I have before. And I think that, you know, insight or like being able to get outside of myself has come from doing a lot of therapy. And I think honestly, like owning this women's brand, just understanding that everybody struggles from these things, it doesn't make you feel better, but it lets you know that you're not alone. And I think that there has been a huge shift in the conversation when it comes to mental illness over the past few years. And I'm so much more comfortable now telling my friends, I'm anxious. Like I had a panic attack last night. I can't come to dinner because I'm really uncomfortable this week because of all this stuff that's going on in my personal life. I think just being able to have those types of conversations and practicing having those conversations really kind of helps that feeling as well. But I will say that over the course of the past few years, like my physical body feels a lot different now than it used to when I was at the height of my anxiety. And I think it's because I take really good care of myself. I eat a really healthy diet 85% of the time. I'm talking like, you know, clean sources of animal protein, raw vegetables, you know, things that actually fuel your body in a really significant way. I avoid all those OTC things that I talk about. I work out, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, and I turn my work off at like 6 or 7 p.m. every night. I specifically am not one of those people that works all night long or is constantly available. So I'm really good at striking that balance between my work and my personal life. And it really helps me every day.
Have you ever thought about your cellular health? I never did until I started taking bio this year and started learning about just how important it is. Our cells are the foundation of our health and they make us who we are. One of the most important building blocks of our cells is called NAD, which is vital for things like sleeping, breathing, eating, drinking, you know, just some of the most important stuff that we don't necessarily think about. The bad news is, as we age, our bodies don't make NAD like they used to, but the good news is there's a way to boost your NAD levels thanks to True Niagen. True Niagen helps counteract the effects of time on your body by promoting cellular repair. It also helps with healthy aging by supporting cellular function and metabolism to maintain overall health and well-being. True Niagen can also help you increase cellular energy. It replenishes the decline in NAD due to stressors such as lack of sleep and overeating, so you can keep up with your active lifestyle. Taking True Niagen also helps with cellular defense in the face of stresses such as alcohol consumption or immune stress, which is a form of cellular stress. Tru Niagen has caught the attention of the scientific community with its remarkable ability to boost NAD, and they have over 10 clinical studies to prove it. So give yourselves a boost with Tru Niagen. Right now, new customers can save $20 on a 3-month supply by going to truniagen.com/blonde. That's truniagen.com/blonde to save $20 on a 3-month supply. Again, that's truniagen.com/blonde. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I'm glad that you touched on that because I think that's something that so many people, myself included, struggle with. I mean, mm-hmm. we are accessible 24/7, especially if you have like an online business or presence or whatever. You feel like you have to respond to everybody as it comes and always mm-hmm. be available. And it's just, you're just putting so much pressure on yourself. So those kind of boundaries are so important.
It's exhausting. And I find with work that, you know, I've been practicing this for a few years. So it's like, if you email me at 6 p.m., by now, you know, you're not going to get a response until the next day. So it's like, you sort of have to establish those boundaries with people that you work with too. And like, after you do it, after you work with them for like a couple weeks or whatever, they just start to understand your personal cadence, you know, right. And like with people on my team, I know who's available and who's unavailable at certain times of day because of, you know, those precedents that they have established mm-hmm. for themselves and within our team. And so it's actually like pretty easy to do. You just have to decide like, okay, I'm not going to answer emails after 8 p.m.
Right.
You know, once you start practicing that, people on the receiving end will get used to it.
It's funny. I've shared this before, but my producer on this show, I emailed him something on like a Saturday morning yeah. and I heard back from him like Monday at 9 a.m. on the dot. And I was like, wow, that was impressive. Cause if it were me, I would have been back and forth all weekend, whenever, like, you know, and it's like, I'm not respecting my own time, like my own downtime.
Yeah.
I need it. I mean, it's like
you
that
need
cliche
it.
Thing. Like you can't pour from an empty cup, mm-hmm. but you can. I mean, I don't produce anything good if I'm like running on empty all the time.
Yeah. And especially in 2020, where just everything feels like a slog and everything is hard. You really have to be good about giving yourself that extra time in the day, or that extra 30 minutes to watch a show on Netflix or whatever, like take the bath, take the walk around the block, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, we just pushed back our daily team calls by an hour to give everybody an extra hour in the morning, just so they can like get some exercise or hang out with their families.
That's great.
And it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Even for myself, I'm like, yes, I have time to do 9 a.m. Taryn Toomey every day.
Yeah, it's like those little things that can make such a huge difference.
Yeah, well, it was funny, you know, Taryn, the class, their morning schedule is either 7:15 a.m. or 9 a.m. And it was like very challenging for me to make the 7:15 every morning because I don't have children. So like,
why should I get up too early?
A little too early. And so for me, even just this week alone, since we've set this new schedule, I've been able to work out every single morning. And what's the result? I'm better at work. My brain is operating more efficiently. I'm friendlier. I'm in a better mood. So taking time for yourself pays dividends.
Right. Yeah. How is the class, by the way? I've never done it.
Oh my God, you're really missing out.
Maybe I'll do the 9 a.m. now.
It is incredibly fun and loose and funny and weird and great exercise. So they keep you kind of in the fat burning zone for, I would say, 80% of the class. Mm-hmm. So you're not exerting yourself to the degree that you are out of breath all the time,
right.
Which is nice. There's definitely moments that are extremely challenging. Like, you know, we do like 3 to 5 minutes of burpees every single class.
Ugh.
Just over and over and over again. So there are moments like that that you come to expect in every single class because right. it's just part of the foundation of the exercise. But it's really about moving your body and moving energy through your body. And it's really sort of a meditative practice more than anything else. Like you're moving your body the whole time, but you do a single movement for an entire song for the most part. And generally you start out with squats and the song, same as like 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
Right.
Can you really do squats for 5 minutes? It turns out you can, but it's all in your head. And so it's like a total body and mind experience. And I really have come to love it.
It sounds amazing. Wait, it's online?
Yeah. So I used to go to the studio, but now you can get a membership to the class and they have a digital studio. So they have live classes all day long and then they have some banked content also.
Okay.
And it is fantastic.
I'm going to try it. I might try it tomorrow morning because I feel like for myself, especially if I'm sitting like studying all day or working or whatever, if I don't get that energy out first thing, it just gets like, it gets pent up and comes out sideways in weird ways. And I get agitated and anxious and I'm not sharp, like you said. And
What's interesting about the class for me is I used to have a pretty dedicated actual meditation practice. I would do TM or I would go on my meditation app. And since I've started practicing with the class pretty consistently since March, the beginning of quarantine, I don't meditate as much because I feel like I'm getting the same benefits in my brain from doing this particular type of movement and exercise. It's really fascinating.
Interesting. I do TM like religiously. So that's really interesting to hear.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I have struggled with anxiety myself too. And a couple years ago, I had been trying different apps and this and that, and nothing really felt like it was doing anything. I just felt like I was listening to someone else talk or listening to, you know, whatever. Like I wasn't getting any benefits, I didn't think. And just all of a sudden, all these people around me started talking about TM. So I decided to do it and it was crazy. It was like in the first day of my lesson of the 4 days, I was like, life changed.
Wow.
Like,
I feel different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you asked me, you know, how did you fix your anxiety? I kind of forgot because it's not a part of my daily practice anymore, but I learned how to do transcendental meditation at the TM Center in Midtown a number of years ago. And this was when my anxiety was so bad that my body would just buzz with adrenaline or whatever it was all day long. I was so physically uncomfortable. And when I started doing TM, truly within a number of days, I felt physically like, wow, I feel better. I'm feeling different.
Yeah.
Which is just remarkable. Yeah.
It's weird. And it like reaches everything in your life too. Like I, especially that afternoon one, for whatever reason, it's like taking a Xanax for me, but like, like energized. It's like a healthy speedball.
It's so totally relaxing. It's like taking a nap, but you also like get the benefits of that kind of nap,
right?
So like it's very calming, but you also get re-energized from it.
Yeah, it's weird. And I go through phases where I'm like, eh, I'm just going to do 10 minutes in the morning and check it off the box. And like, you know, and then I come back to it and get really into the twice a day and become like evangelical about it again.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. Okay. So I had people send in questions. Let's see if I got anything that we didn't cover. Do you have one must-use skincare item?
Yes. It's Dr. Devgan's hyaluronic acid serum.
Okay.
The best hyaluronic acid I've ever tried.
Really?
It's so high quality. It's not sticky at all. It's amazing.
I need to try that. I have bad luck with hyaluronic acids. I can't find anything that I like.
Oh, this is the best one I've ever used. I've tried a couple and this one I was like, oh my God, this is like my forever thing. And I went to the dermatologist because like my pores were all clogged and I used just normal moisturizer for years. And the doctor was like, why are you not using hyaluronic acid? Like this will totally fix your face. And like truly a week later, I was like, wow, my life has changed.
Devkin, where do you buy it?
You can buy it on her website and at Sephora. And then her practice, I think, is on the Upper East Side. She has an actual practice. You can go in and buy stuff too.
Okay, cool. What do you consider brain food?
Ooh, brain food. The biohacker in me is going to say fats, but it's actually healthy carbohydrates.
Like what?
Like a sweet potato or a bowl of rice, brown rice, something like that. Carbohydrates, you know, your body loves carbs. It's their preferred energy source. And I do a lot of intermittent fasting and I focus on, you know, I prioritize fats and protein over carbohydrates. But if I have like a really big meeting or I have to do public speaking or something like that, I always eat some carbs because they help calm me. They help fuel my body in a way that feels really good. So less sort of like running on that like high octane fuel and more running on that like comfort food fuel.
Right.
It's a different
I just
feeling.
Ate like a big bowl of spring bone rice before.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. There was chicken in there too, but I was mainly into the rice. I just needed it. I mean, sometimes your body just craves it.
100%.
Okay. To that point, what do you typically eat in a day? Like roughly?
Sure. So I typically, I start my day with a decaf coffee with like full fat cream, which is probably the only human in New York that does that. But caffeine makes me uncomfortable, but I love the taste of coffee and like the ritual of a coffee. So I decaf and then I put whole cream in typically because I intermittent fast a few days of the week. And so putting whole cream in doesn't break your fast because you're really just adding more fat to the body. So it metabolizes differently. And then I typically do a Be Well by Kelly shake for breakfast after I work out. So that's, you know, fat, fiber, protein powder, greens, you know, it's like just a good combo of ingredients, but I never put fruit in mine because I try to control my blood sugar in that way. And I love a green smoothie. Like I'm somebody that is not really into sweet stuff. I would rather eat something that's like more like umami. So I have no problem like never putting fruit in anything that I eat, you know what I mean, in the morning. For lunch, I typically have like a chopped salad. So some kind of protein. And over the course of the summer, I have tried to only include raw vegetables in my chopped salad. But to make it delicious, I allow myself a little bit of cheddar cheese in the salad and I like put like ranch dressing on it.
Yes.
Dressing, because I don't have a problem with dairy. Like I'm fine with dairy. So even though I'm eating like raw vegetables, I really make them delicious, which is like a good way to sort of deal with it. Like I'm not eating raw vegetables with balsamic vinegar. That sounds
right.
Like
or like a squeeze of lemon.
Exactly. Like that's such a nightmare.
Yeah.
To me at least. And then for dinner, I go out for dinner a lot, but I try to keep it like protein and veggie based. But I feel like my friends, like they're all foodies. So a carb always hits the mm-hmm. table and I do indulge a little bit.
This is a really random question, but I was just thinking of it since we're talking about food and I've been asked it a few times. What would your last meal be if you could have anything
healthy? Cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza? Joe's?
Yeah. I don't know if it would be Joe's necessarily, but like just it's cheese pizza, undoubtedly. I'm like, I know the answer to that.
It's like not 1 second of hesitation.
it's cheese pizza. Sure.
Let's see. How did you figure out your passions and pursue them? We kind of talked about that, but if you had like a sound bite.
Passions and pursue them. I don't think that you realize your passions are your passions. I think you just are naturally attracted to stuff that you're into, you know? So it's like, it's hard to sit down and create a to-do list of like, you know, how I'm going to follow my dreams today. I feel like you just naturally are inclined to do certain things over other things.
Yeah.
And you just figure out how to build your life around them.
Love that. Well, I have a question. What's like, if you could only pick one of your products, what's like your hero product?
Can I have two?
Yes.
Okay. I think I already mentioned Good Girl Probiotics. That would definitely be one of them because everybody needs help when it comes to their gut. And then I think the second would be the Killer. So those are our two of our original products. The Killer is our vaginal suppositories and they help to balance yeast and bacteria. And yeah, I think it's those two just like super classics. You
I'm
know,
try
like
medi- both like of medi- them ASAP.
Like medi- yeah, they're like medicine cabinet must-haves. They're two of our most popular products and like highest rated products because they just really work.
Right. Well, what's next for Love Wellness, if you can tell us?
Oh God. I think for us, you know, what we have done is sort of miraculous. I never imagined I would own a company that educates women in this way and is so outspoken in terms of, you know, women's bodies and how they work and things like that. So I think that for me, it's just broad consumer awareness of the brand and a shift in consumer behavior when it comes to this category. That's really the goal, right? We want women to have access to and know about these types of products and that they work better for their bodies because, you know, I experienced such relief when I made these kinds of changes and everybody deserves that, right? Everybody feels good in their body and about their body. And so I think for us, it's just that broad consumer awareness of who we are and what we do. That's really what I would like to achieve.
Well, it's amazing. I love everything that you're doing and so happy that you came on. Where can everybody find you?
Well, you can find Love Wellness at Love Wellness on Instagram, at Ulta, lovewellness.com, or on Amazon for the time being. And I'm on Instagram at Lo Bosworth, but my Instagram is not that exciting.
Well, thank you so much. It was so good chatting.
Thanks so much.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. I'm always posting about each episode there or over on my personal page at Ariel Laurie.